just give us a little description of how you were able to keep in touch with the team and everything while you were at LA? It seemed like they were emailing you video? Or?
Well, so I had an iPad with all the plays and the script of what they were doing for each day. And then, you know, the coach Johnson would call me periodically throughout the week, each week, and check up on me, see how I'm doing, and Coach McAdoo as well.
Is that any way to learn the offense?
I definitely wish I was here, but it definitely helped me more so not having it, you know, just watching. So
something's better than nothing.
Yeah, really.
Did you know when you got drafted that this was going to be the situation, or was it sort of a rule that got sprung on you after you got drafted?
I heard a little bit about it, but I didn't really know the extent of how long I'd be out and all of that. But I'm just glad, you know, I'm up here now and. Helping the team.
What were you doing for the past month if you weren't?
Just working out, studying plays, obviously doing school, taking finals and midterms, but just trying to stay as active in the playbook as I can.
Was it a little unusual to be being a student, taking midterms, and say, to make finals, studying, and also know you're a draft pick of the Giants?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, you still have to keep your priorities straight. You know, school comes first, and then definitely come out here or watch the plays on the iPad, but it's definitely tough, you know, studying and at the same time studying for New York.
Does it ever get, you're looking at that iPad and you're seeing the practice, did you ever like kind of wish you could jump into the picture
and
you know, get out there?
Every time I watch it, it's just tough, you know, not being able to ask questions and just being there with the team and the rest of the guys.
Paul, given the studying and the cramming you got to do now and you got to try to catch up, do you expect that they're going to give you a small bite and say, look, just learn this, get this down, and that's the quickest way for you to compete in training camp? Or are you going to literally try to bite out the whole enchilada at once?
I think I'm going to take the whole enchilada. The guys, Rashard and Shane and Andre, those guys have really been helping me you know, get acclimated to the system and really, you know, taking me under the wing and helping me learn the system.
I mean, in college, I don't know if this is fair to say, if this was an experience you had, but if you come in as a freshman and there are six guys on the roster, it's very competitive, but also you may not find the senior willing to help the freshman try to help take away his reps.
Yeah.
Here, it seems like you guys right now, the situation you have in your room is that you are getting that help from the older guys. Mm-hmm. Is it an interesting dynamic for you to see?
Well, fortunately enough, for my freshman year, I had Jonathan Franklin, who went to the Packers, who helped me out tremendously. And, you know, I look at Rashard and Shane just as my Jonathan Franklin, you know, helping me out with the plays and, you know, just helping me get acclimated to just living and just New York life.
When does the competition take hold? Are you anticipating that? You know, when you guys are competing for jobs at this point come August?
I mean, I felt like it's happening now. I mean, well, I'm competing with those guys, and I'm sure, you know, Shane and those guys are competing with me. You know, they don't want anybody to show them up, so, I mean, it's always competition whenever you step on the field.
Coach McAdoo said, you know, you are behind. How behind do you feel being out there, you know, in this camp?
Today I felt a lot better. Things definitely slowed down for me, and I wasn't as nervous as I was the first day, but I'm slowly catching up to him.
So that nervousness that these other guys got rid of 7 weeks ago, you're
having to... I'm just now it's just, you know, consistency with the plays.
Tuesday was your first day on the field?
Yes, sir.
Right. When did you actually get here?
I got here Sunday at like 12.
Okay. And when was graduation?
Thursday through Sunday.
From the limited exposure you've had, what about your skill set is going to fit into what they do here? What do you believe you're going to be able to, you know, use as you try to compete for these jobs?
Yeah, definitely. Just being all around running back, as you know, most of the guys here are, being able to run and pass block and catch the ball in the backfield, and just overall smart football players. That's what the Giants recruit.
So after tomorrow, you will go back to California?
I will, and then I go back to Arizona and, you know, really hit the playbook hard since I already have a little taste of what's going on.
I know, you know, there's a lot of talk, even more so, about the rule and why it's in place for schools to have it. If you were given a choice, would you have handled, how did you think about how you would have done things the last couple months? I mean, would you have stayed at school, or would you have come back and forth? How would you have handled it if you were given that choice?
I definitely would have came back and forth just to get a feel for the guys and get a feel for the playbook, and it's nothing like being able to ask the question immediately and opposed to, you know, waiting a couple hours and, you know, it's kind of off your mind.